Welcome to Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland, and I'm broadcasting from the studios at the University of Sioux Falls. And our topic first this hour is the U.S. Small Business Administration has announced 28 winners of the first ever Startup in a Day competition. They gave about $1.5 million in cash prizes away. And in South Dakota, the city of Brookings and the Cheyenne River Reservation both received a $50,000 cash award. And to talk about this Startup in a Day competition is the mayor of Brookings, Tim Reed, joins us. Mayor Reed, thanks so much for being here today. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Kara.
There you go. Now yep. I can hear you.
Oh, great. And also, you're welcome. I'm happy to be on your show.
And Beth Knutson is the Entrepreneur Program Director for the Brookings Economic Development Corporation. And Beth joins us as well. Thanks for being here, Beth.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Mayor Reed, let's start with you and talk a little bit about the competition and what actually had to go into it.
Well, the competition, one of the main things that the city had to commit to do is have the ability for kind of one-stop shopping when it comes to all the licenses and permits you need to have a business in Brookings. And so we made the promise that if somebody came to the city or actually could do it, we want to preferably have it on a website, they could see all the forms right there that they needed to fill out and get everything put together. And although sometimes you have to gather information, we'd like the ability for them to get it all done in one day and have it all ready to go so we can approve having a new business in Brookings.
And typically, how long would it take in most other places?
Well, Brookings and South Dakota in general, we don't have that many permits you need to get started with a business. And so our goal is to make it really easy. So if somebody has an idea for a business, basically they'll be able to be directed by any website that directs in, and that's something Beth will talk about, into our city website, and everything will be on one page, all of the information you need to know to start a business. And then, of course, we want to expand on to there are times you need a South Dakota tax license or maybe some other things that you need to do and have the ability to link to those or at least explain what those things are. The second part of this was the whole idea of having a startup community in Brookings. And that's another part of this grant that was put together is we're going to use some of those funds to create an online community that if you want to start a business, resources are there for you and will help connect you to this community. A lot of entrepreneurial programs now are very organic, and instead of you walking into our economic development office, there's also just getting connected with other people that have started businesses and mentors. And that's the other part of this grant that we're going to get done here with the $50,000.
Okay, so that goes towards developing all of these tools, right, for people to use is what you're spending the money on.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so to be an entrepreneur doesn't necessarily mean that you have to walk in and rent a space either. A lot of businesses can just be online. Is that right? And people can live in Brookings and utilize the tools and the resources from home?
Correct. Yeah, this isn't necessarily about a physical space store. It could be about a product that you develop and is produced and produced and then even, supply chain-wise fulfilled anywhere in the country. So we just want to help people in this community get connected and figure out how they can do those types of businesses.
And Beth Knutson, let's bring you into the conversation. And I don't think I've ever really seen a title called Entrepreneur Program Director in a city before.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your job.
This is a new position here in Brookings, and I do work for the Brookings Economic Development Corporation. I specifically work on the community program Inspired, which supports idea generators and the business makers in the Brookings region. And to really sum up my position in a short amount of time here, I have three key focuses. One is inspiring entrepreneurs. We do that through different events, networking or education, business plan competitions. We're actually really excited because we're in the process of creating a maker space as well here in Brookings. And for those of you who don't know, I guess, what a makerspace is, it's a physical location where people can come together to gather, to share resources and knowledge. It's really a shared space for entrepreneurs that are able to come utilize equipment that perhaps they couldn't afford themselves. We'll have quite a few different machines that people can work on. We'll have a CNC machine. We'll have micro laboratory equipment. We'll have electronics bench, 3D printing for people to prototype and really help with their business ideas. Another key focus is connecting entrepreneurs, and through this, we're kind of excited about the Startup in a Day grant because of the mentorship opportunities that we can build into this website. And that's something that we like to do here in Brookings, is help connect entrepreneurs to different mentors. And also connecting entrepreneurs to other entrepreneurs. Again, that's something that the Startup in a Day website can do as well. But like Mayor Tim Reed was saying, we have a lot of organic things happening here in Brookings for entrepreneurs, a lot of different community initiatives to connect other entrepreneurs, such as 1 Million Cups, and then some of the inspired events that we host through the BEDC. And also another, providing resources to entrepreneurs. We have just a vast array of resources here in Brookings, such as the Small Business Development Center, South Dakota State University, the Enterprise Institute, the Research Park, Incubation Center, just to name a few, and helping really connect entrepreneurs to all of those great and different resources we have for them here.
Talk a little bit about the 1,000 Cups. What is that program?
1 Million Cups is an initiative, 1 Million Cups, yeah. And Mayor Tim Reed, you can help with this as well. It's an organization, or it runs through the Kauffman Foundation, and every week, people from around the country get together for a cup of coffee, and they listen to other entrepreneurs and community building ideas. And so we have that every Wednesday at 9 o'clock here in Brookings. And so we have a lot of entrepreneurs and community members that come get connected there.
Kara, what's really neat about 1 Million Cups, and it's a weekly for just an hour, and it's really talking about what can we do or what can you do. People, it really doesn't get started until 9:15, 9:20, because the very beginning of it is really just people bumping into people. And then after the program, when the program actually gets started, it's somebody that has an idea that maybe that improves the community or is a business that they're working on. We've had several businesses there, and they get to do their somewhat of an elevator pitch. It's a little bit longer than an elevator pitch. And then the community is able to ask questions of what they're trying to accomplish and also give them ideas on how to go forward. And, of course, so it's twofold. So you get that kind of information, plus people just get to know who you are, and you start to build that network in town with other entrepreneurs. And that's really, it's very social and organic that happens in 1 Million Cups.
Mayor Reed, this all sounds as though that you have taken kind of a different kind of an entrepreneurial philosophy for economic development in the city of Brookings. Can you talk a little bit about that philosophy?
We've had successes in this community several times by bringing in very large companies. Our latest being we brought in Bell Brands, the Cheese Factory. If you look at where growth is, it's going to be in smaller businesses and these startup businesses. So we really have put effort to making Brookings a startup community. You know, our tagline that we always say after Brookings is bring your dreams. And we want to make it easy for people to bring their dream of starting a business to Brookings. And that's why we want to have this startup community that will help and make it easy for people to get their business started. And I just think also, like you said, Beth's title is something that you don't hear very often. And that just shows our commitment to building this entrepreneurial community.
Describe, I mean, Brookings is known as a college town, and how does that, having SDSU in your community, does that help? Does that hinder? Does it help spur growth in entrepreneurship?
I think it does help in entrepreneurial growth, small business growth, and also any business that gets brought, you know, to Brookings. We have a culture in Brookings. This entrepreneurial spirit's always been here. and it goes back, you know, for sure it's probably further back, but Daktronics is such a good example of two professors realizing they wanted to keep young engineers and young college or college graduates in Brookings. So that spirit's always been here. And so we've always had that connection with the university. And, of course, good ideas come out of the university, whether it be through their research, or you'll find there's a lot of entrepreneurial studies that are happening up on campus. And so we want to continue to try to link to those folks. So if they are going to start a business, hey, why don't you start at where you went to school here in Brookings? So it is going to help us, but it does take work to – it always takes a lot of work to connect a university and a town. And so far we've done really good with that. I don't know if Beth has some comments on that.
Yeah, absolutely. The university is full of different ideas and talent. And like Mayor Tim Reed was saying, we work hard through different programs and different events to really get the word out to college kids that they're invited to the community events. We want them to step off campus and experience Brookings.
And Beth, talk a little bit more about, I mean, if I'm a small business owner and I want to help, I want to be a mentor, how do I get involved?
Yeah, like I said, right now we're kind of putting together a little bit of a database for that. However, through this Startup in a Day website that we're going to be able to create, we're going to have the opportunity for in the social aspect for people to identify themselves as mentors on there. And so other entrepreneurs and creators that also register to be on this website are able to make those connections. So we're really excited about that and really going to get the mentorship piece off the ground with that.
Now, Startup in a Day by the Small Business Administration, you had to take a pledge. Was there much debate, Mayor Reed, in whether or not Brookings was willing to take this pledge?
No. it was pretty much a quick, unanimous vote. Because everybody, our whole council already realizes what we're trying to accomplish here in Brookings, wanting these businesses to start here in Brookings. And, you know, it wasn't too tough to take the pledge because in Brookings in South Dakota, there's not a lot. We didn't have to dig real deep to find out what are all these forms that have to be filled out to start a business because there's just not that many. And so we were really committing to making sure that we get this all on one website. And I think everybody realized, well, we should do that anyway. It just makes sense. So there wasn't much discussion. We, as a community and the council, really have taken the vision to make sure that we attract the creative class here in Brookings. That's a commitment that we've already made. And this fits just right into that aspect of making a community where that creative class of people want to come to.
Easiest 50,000 you've made?
Yes, because there's not even any matching funds. I shouldn't say that too quickly. Beth had to do all the work. We just did the pledge. And then Beth, along with one of our other council members, Scott Meyer, who has also started A Million Cups and has Creativity Week that he's doing here in Brookings and a lot of those kind of things, they got together. And they're the ones who did all the heavy lifting of putting together the grant application. But we were so excited to get it for the money and the whole idea. There's no matching funds. Usually when you get government funds, a grant, there's always, well, you have to put X number of dollars in, whether it be, you know, of your own money or the city's money to get this going. And this was $50,000. We got it to use for this project. But what the second part that was so exciting was the list of the names of other cities that did this. And I'm sure there are people that were reading the list that had to stop because these were well-known cities, Boston, Atlanta, Los Angeles, San Jose, that were reading those names, and then there was Brookings. You know, and so that was one of the fun parts, too, to be recognized with all of these huge cities that have all these large programs to do these kind of things. And there was Brookings, South Dakota, right beside this group. So we're pretty proud of that.
So quickly, each of you, just talk about what's next. Where do you see, what's the next step for the city of Brookings? Beth, I'll have you go first.
There has just been so much history in entrepreneurship, and like we talked about earlier, we're just really excited about the events and the opportunities we have going forward. It's not going to stop here. We're going to keep reaching bigger and better things, so we're excited moving forward.
And Mayor Reed, do you anticipate that this startup is going to bring new businesses to the community?
Yes, it will, and we've already seen that. We already have some success stories. A niche retailing place downtown. We're also seeing a takeout business. We actually a couple of individuals started where they'll go to one of our local restaurants and pick up the food and deliver it to your house. And there's several of those kind of things that already happening. And so, yes, we will grow as this community grows, as the resource grows. And the community I'm talking about is the entrepreneurial community. People will realize that if students, when they're coming out, they want to start a business right away. People in town that have been a little shy about starting a business, they'll see that there's a support group behind them. They'll go into it. And I think we'll attract people from other communities around the nation that realize that Brookings is a great place to start a business.
All right. I want to thank you both for taking time and being on Dakota Midday today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kara.
Thank you.
Brookings Mayor Tim Reed and Beth Knutson, who is the Entrepreneur Program Director for the Brookings Economic Development Corporation.